what I love when I open up my mailbox in the townhomes I live in Webster? I get driveway sealant.
Yeah.
Brochures. I'm like, don't they know I don't own this townhome? I rent.
They might want to save their time.
Yeah, it's a big location. Like, yeah. Like you would think they'd have a filter on the mail they're sending out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're sending it to people that live in or rented apartments or
it is
townhomes.
Driveway sealing time. And I know my husband and I have talked about it because once you hit fall, that's when you're going to probably have to wait another year to consider it. And we can't wait another year. We try to get it done at least once every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm telling you, the guy around the corner from us, I'm considering taking a note from his book, which is to paint my driveway green.
Green?
Have you ever seen a green driveway?
You know what? I can't say I have, but you know, driving by, it might have just, it just blends in with the lawn. I didn't even realize it.
It looks kind of cartoonish, but not like, I'm like, am I being tacky?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I kind of want a green driveway? Like, why is my driveway black? But my grass is green. My house isn't, but like, why?
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be more aesthetically pleasing? And Steve is like, stop talking about painting the driveway green. I'm like, why can't we?
It seems like a DIY easy project. Just get out the roller, some green, blend right in with the lawn. Because I've seen beautiful driveways like stamped concrete or pavers.
Yeah,
beautiful. That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about painting a driveway.
Yeah.
Green's I'm not talking cheaper. About the pretty stuff.
Green saves you on the green, rolling that on the driveway.
And so, like, when you log on to a computer and find out, like, what experts say, they say, yeah, to truly blend your driveway with your surrounding landscape, consider a shade of green. Keep it natural looking. Guys.
You might be onto something there.
I think I am.
Is she alone? Well, we know she's not alone because the neighbor did it
there's
first.
There's one guy, one though. No other green driveways but
this one
guy.
Is there three or four?
He's waiting to be a trendsetter. He's waiting for everyone else to jump on the bandwagon.
He's waiting for everyone else to drive by and be like, why do I not hate that idea?
Right.
Right now, he's listening on the way to work and his pickup truck going, thank you, TJ. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for the support of the green
finally
driveway.
Someone recognizes.
Because if I was a betting person.
Yeah.
I'd say Hope would do like the yellow brick road painted on her driveway.
Oh, probably.
That would be your thing.
Well, did you know? There's a yellow brick road right here in Rochester.
What? Stop making up stuff.
It's at the corner of Park Ave and Meg Street. There's a little park. Yeah. It's got a cute little wrought iron
fence.
Mm. Fence and gate. And then there's a yellow brick road that leads you through to a little park.
I wonder why. Is it like Wizard of Oz stuff or?
It looks like it was a tribute to Elton John.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so there's no field of poppies I can run through. There's no flying monkeys or anything.
There's no flying monkeys.